The family of George Rosales gathered outside the Twin Towers jail in downtown Los Angeles today to mourn and call for justice. The family filed a wrongful death claim against the County of Los Angeles and Sheriff Lee Baca on Tuesday. The claim alleges that the October 6th death of the 18-year-old was the result of injuries inflicted by a sheriff's deputy 2 days prior. Rosales' mother, Maria, says she received a call from her son 2 days before his death. Rosales told her he'd been injured and was not receiving the medical care he needed. Attorney Luis Carrillo says Rosales was facing robbery charges out of a Compton court, but had not gone to trial. His unexpected death leaves his older brother Oscar looking for answers.
I can't believe what happened to my brother, and I'm lost. I really want to know what's the truth and what was the cause of his death.
This is something that nobody should go through.
Maria Rosales is George's twin sister.
And I feel that they should pay for what they did. It's not going to bring back my brother, but I just don't want nobody to go through this. That's all.
Michael Giannaco, who heads the sheriff's watchdog agency, says that Rosales was punched in the head by a deputy when he made a break for an elevator. The agency released a report today emphasizing the difficulties of investigating misconduct.
We talked about some of the challenges in proving that excessive force has occurred, or even disproving that it has occurred, because of the limitations on the evidence available in a jail setting.
The claim by the Rosales family is one of many recent public allegations of abuse and misconduct in the L.A. County jail system. The ACLU called for Baca's resignation last month after releasing a report with sworn declarations from eyewitnesses who said they'd seen deputies use unnecessary force on inmates. The FBI has been investigating this very issue in L.A. County prisons. And last week, the L.A. Times reported that a sheriff's rookie quit his job after he was forced to beat a nonviolent, mentally disabled inmate. Baca announced Sunday the formation of a task force to investigate the 78 allegations of abuse in the county jail system. Attorney Luis Carrillo sent a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder asking for a far-reaching investigation into the prisons by a federal agency. A spokeswoman for the sheriff's department said Baca was not commenting on the Rosales case at this time. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.